Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, rich man, poor man, beggar man.
We present John le Carré's Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Adapted for radio in 7 parts by René Basilico. And starring Bernard Hepton as George Smiley. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Part 1.
For God's sake, stop pacing about, Percy. You're making me quite ill.
How much longer?
Until George arrives. He's on his way up.
And what on earth can Smiley contribute?
I would value his opinion.
This is my operation, dammit. It's nothing to do with George Smiley. He's been away far too long to get involved at this stage anyway.
Nevertheless,
this is between you and me. At least it should be. I am your director of operations.
Please,
and
Percy.
Yet you denigrate everything I do.
What rubbish.
Everything. If you're too blind to recognize gold when it's put before you, that's not my fault.
Fool's gold.
It's a long time since we had material as good as this.
Perhaps that's what worries me. Come in.
May I?
Come in, George. Come in.
Thank you.
Hello, George. How was the flight?
Oh, not too bad, Percy, thank you, though I wouldn't mind catching up on a little sleep.
I'm not surprised.
Yes, I'm sorry to drag you straight off the runway, George, but this is important. My director of operations and I would like your opinion on the nonsense in the yellow file there.
Oh, what is it?
A Soviet naval dispatch. It's an appreciation for the Soviet High Command of one of their exercises involving the Black Sea Fleet.
Who made the translation?
That's not important. At least according to Brother Percy, it isn't.
Well, whose are these initials?
Zharov, Admiral Black Sea Fleet.
I see. Shouldn't it be dated?
Well, it's only a draft. Zharov signed it last Thursday. The finished dispatch, with the amendments you can see, went out on Monday.
Yesterday?
Exactly, George.
But where on earth does it come from?
Percy? Brother Percy doesn't feel free to enlighten us.
It looks quite interesting.
What
do our evaluators say?
They haven't seen it. And what's more, they're not going to.
The stuff is so hot, you see, George, that it has to have time to cool off before it can be distributed.
Where does it come from?
Tell him, Percy. You're going to enjoy this.
Source Merlin is highly placed, with access to the most sensitive levels of Soviet policymaking. We have dubbed his product Witchcraft.
Note the we, George, the royal we.
Yes, but who is we? Who's the case officer?
He won't say. Will you, Percy? Now ask him why he won't say. Go on, George, ask him.
All right. If you want it out in the open. Source Merlin is the fruit of long cultivation by certain people in their service. People who are not at all amused by the state of failure the position is organized. Oh. There have been too many scandals, too many operations blown, and nobody seems to care.
By nobody, he means me, George.
Let's face it, no one worries about Moscow anymore. We're all so damn busy spying on each other. The first principles of good security have all gone to the wall. We're losing our livelihood, damn it, and our self-respect. I'll take that file, George, if you don't mind.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. We'll head up to the back.
Perhaps we could talk about it, Percy. Well, what was all that about?
The first public reading of Percy's political manifesto.
Are you all right?
It doesn't matter. Percy's trying to lead a palace revolution. And he's nailed his colours to these witchcraft reports.
You mean this isn't the first?
Good God, no. It started just before you left for Canada. And they're all good stuff, according to Percy's friends at Whitehall.
I see.
Oh, yes, they're all very pleased with Percy. They've even encouraged him to set up a special witchcraft committee.
In Whitehall?
Here. Inside the circus. Be warned, George. Their long knives are out and getting sharper by the minute.
But how can Percy possibly set up his own committee?
He can't, officially. But unofficially, who's to stop him?
Has anyone agreed to sit on this committee?
Oh, yes. Percy has his followers, never fear.
Who?
Bland, Hayden, Esterhazy. Just the three of them. Allerline's acolytes. pack of jackals waiting for me to die so that they can feed off my bones.
Steady.
I will not bequeath my life's work to a preening parade horse. That man would sell his mother for a knighthood. Talk to them, George. You know them. You know what makes them tick.
Yes, but what do I say?
Anything you like. Just find out what's made them turn their coats. I don't care what you say. But buy them back for me, George. I need time. Just a little more time.
Number 9, you said, sir.
Thank you.
That's £4 on the clock, sir.
Thank you. Keep the change.
Thank you, sir.
George, darling, hold on to him.
What?
A taxi, hang on to him for me.
Oh, would you mind hanging on?
All right,
oh, bless you, darling, I was beginning to panic.
Where are you going?
Covent Garden. Got to get to the Bally.
But I've only just got home. I rather hope we might have a meal together somewhere. It's
been
such a
long time. Yes, darling, I know. But I was hoping you'd have made it for lunch.
Well, I had to go into the office.
Tomorrow, perhaps?
Well,
Covent Garden.
All right.
You know where everything is, don't you?
Yes, thank you. Enjoy yourself.
Come in. George.
Hello, Toby.
Nice to see you. Always. But here in Acton, what a privilege.
It's hardly worth a visit, but I haven't seen you for so long.
Sure, George, any excuse. Sit down, please, sit down.
Thank you. It's just a small point. Tying up loose ends, you know.
Sure. Now, what sort of loose ends, George?
Well, the worksheets. Your lamplighters seem to be about 2 months behind.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps we got no work, George.
There must be someone in London worth watching. Or perhaps your boys have been doing some special jobs on the side.
What sort of special jobs, George?
Well, I don't know. Jobs you might not feel able to put down in the returns.
I thought that was illegal.
Not if you felt there were good reasons. Good security reasons.
Who would I do a thing like that for?
Percy Allerline, perhaps?
Percy? Why Percy?
No, why not? He is director of operations, after all. If he ordered you to do something and not record it, you'd be in a very difficult position.
What sort of something, George, actually?
Oh, I don't know. Clear a foreign letterbox, prime a safe house, spike an embassy, anything.
It's illegal, George, I told you. Even for Percy Allerline.
You might think he was acting on instructions from above.
You want a cigarette, George?
No, thank you, no.
You don't mind if I...
No, go ahead, please.
Thanks. You know, George, I like this service. I can get quite emotional about it, actually. I have many other interests, many jobs I can enjoy doing, but I like the circus best. You understand me?
Oh, yes.
But the promotion is so bad, isn't it?
Well...
You know, George, I have all these years' seniority, and I get actually quite embarrassed when all these young fellows expect me to take orders from them.
No, which young fellows are these, Toby?
George, listen to me. When you're overdue for promotion and working like a dog, everyone above you on the ladder looks young.
Well, perhaps control could move you up a few rungs. I would have thought you deserved it.
Well, yes, control, but I'm actually not sure he's able to do that anymore. Look here, I give you something for Anne. When I knew you were coming, I phoned a couple of friends of mine and asked for something a little perfect for a faultless woman.
Oh, thank you. What is it?
Perfume. You know, I never forget her since we met at Bill Hayden's cocktail. A truly beautiful woman, George. I think maybe you don't deserve her.
Two and three, five. Tar very much.
Thanks.
And the next. You being served, sir?
Excuse me.
Please. Thanks. Hand your back.
Sorry, mate.
Roy, over here.
Ah, well done.
Is this all right?
Well, it's a seat, isn't it? That's all that matters. G&T for you.
Thanks.
Well... Here's looking at you, George.
Cheers.
So, what's the deal?
Well, there isn't one, not really.
It's got to be something.
Well, in a way. I suppose Control feels that the present situation is becoming unhealthy.
What situation is that, George?
I don't think Control likes seeing you mixed up in some sort of cabal. I don't think I do, Roy.
Great. So what's the deal?
What do you want?
Well, how about a backhander out of the reptile fund, for starters?
And a house? And a car?
I'm not joking, George. At least I don't think I am. I've paid, you see. I don't know what I've bought, but I've paid. I've paid a hell of a lot.
Well, George?
I haven't managed to contact Bill Hayden yet.
He's on leave.
Ah.
What about the others?
I've had a chat with Toby Esterhazy and Roy Bland.
And?
Well, there would appear to be a distinct drift towards disaffection. They both seem to be nursing frustrated ambitions.
And they see the Witchcraft Committee as a heaven-sent ticket to the fifth floor.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, jumping on the Allerline bandwagon, even the minister.
Is there nothing you can do about it?
I don't have time.
Well, why not?
You'll see. I've got something else for you to break your teeth on. Here. The last 3 months' reports from the Berlin Residency. Damn near incomprehensible. Useless.
I'll tell Tomlin to pull his socks up.
You tell him, George.
What?
Go out there and show him how to do it properly. He may need an older head.
All right. I'll try and get out next week sometime.
Tonight, George. I want you to go tonight. I want Berlin on its toes by the weekend.
Well, what's the hurry?
You're booked in the 8 o'clock flight. Tomlin will meet you at the airport.
Is there something I should know about?
Trust me, George. Just trust me.
Expect you for another hour.
Sorry. Sorry if I've disturbed you.
Well, of course you haven't. It'll be ridiculous. It's only Bill.
Bill?
Bill Hayden, silly.
Ah.
Well, are you going to come and say hello?
Yes, of course.
Bill? It's George.
Ah, come on.
Hello, Bill. What are you doing here?
Borrowing your wife, or trying to?
Idiot. He's got 2 tickets for Covent Garden and no one to go with.
Well, how nice of you to think of Anne.
Do you mind, awfully, George? Only I know how you loathe the ballet.
Otherwise, you can use the ticket yourself. I'll willingly stand down.
No, thank you all the same, Bill. I have to go to Berlin.
Tonight?
I'm booked on the 8 o'clock flight.
Well, in that case, I'd better go and pack a bag for you.
Hmm?
I said I'll pack a bag for you.
Thank you.
How long will you be away?
I'm not sure. A week, perhaps.
Oh, well, you need a few shirts, then.
Yes, please.
I won't be long, Bill.
What on earth are you going to Berlin for?
I'm not quite sure.
Control?
Yes.
If you ask me, he's barking mad.
He's overworked, that's all. Not at all well into the bargain.
I'll face up to it, George. The man's not ill. He's sick.
Oh?
And you know why? We've got a success on our hands, the first in years, and he's not part of it.
This is Merlin you're talking about. Percy's source.
Yes, and that's why Control doesn't like it.
He thinks Percy's on the make.
Of course he is. So am I. We all are. It's time I made something of myself, George. I want to be head boy. Does that surprise you?
No.
But as long as he's up there on the fifth floor, scratching away like a hermit with the clap, what chance have I got? What chance have any of us got? What's he doing up there, anyway?
I didn't know he was doing anything, at least not anything in particular.
So why is he ploughing through all our old case histories, all our accumulated disasters? Is he writing the definitive manual of failure or something?
How did you come by that snippet of information?
I've got a source on the fifth floor. Someone who exchanges indiscretions for an occasional box of chocolates.
She hasn't by chance been indiscreet about Source Merlin, I suppose.
No.
Would be worth more than a box of chocolates to know who runs Merlin. Or who Merlin is.
The wizard who made Arthur King of Britain. Isn't he? Or rather, wasn't he?
Yes, by God. And he'd make Percy King of the Circus if you don't watch out.
Your bag's all packed, George.
Thank you.
Come on. You're meant to be expecting me.
Yes?
Jim Prillo.
Just push the door.
Right on time, Jim. Come on up.
Thank you.
No problems?
I wasn't followed, if that's what you mean.
In here.
Thanks. Nice place.
Yes. Sit down.
Is this one of your safe houses?
Unofficially. The circus know nothing about it.
Oh, I see.
And everything I tell you here is for your ears only.
Understood.
Anything I ask you to do is not to be discussed with anyone, inside the circus or out. Is that clear?
I report directly to you.
And only to me. You must trust no one else, Jim. You can trust no one else.
It's a pretty black picture.
Blacker than you know. Do you still have a Czech identity?
Hajek. Vladimir Hajek. Czech journalist, now based in Paris.
Good. I've had this offer of a service, you see.
In Czechoslovakia?
Yes. Czech general. Code name Testify.
Real name?
Stefcek.
Doesn't register.
Next Friday, General Stefcek will be inspecting a weapons research establishment at Tisnov, near Brno.
Some sort of boffin, is he?
One of the new breed of artillerymen. Technocrat, yes. Ostensibly. In reality, he works for Moscow Center, with responsibility for dovetailing Czech intelligence operations against the UK with those of the Russians.
Big fish.
Quite a catch, yes. After inspecting the weapons establishment, he'll be spending the weekend alone at a hunting lodge near Rachichi. My information is that he's prepared to talk to a representative of the circus. A Czech speaker, of course.
And what is he prepared to talk about?
About us, Jim. The circus.
The circus?
About our catalogue of failures. Wait it out, Jim. You must have wondered why so many of our operations have aborted just when they were about to pay rich dividends. Prague last year, that was one of yours, wasn't it?
Yes.
Did you really put that down to operational inefficiency?
Well, no. Not
incompetence, really. Then?
Well, no, but we have problems.
No, but, Jim, you were sabotaged. And you weren't the only one. You were betrayed. And you were betrayed by someone inside the circus.
I don't believe
we have a traitor in our midst, Jim. And that's why Stefcek wants to speak with us. He wants to sell us the name of Moscow Center's mole inside the circus.
Hello, Charlie.
Good God. Mr. Collins, isn't it?
10 out of 10.
I haven't seen you for years, sir.
I've missed you too.
Sign in, if you wouldn't mind, sir.
Borrow your pen.
Oh,
Date's 19th, isn't it?
That's right, and time in's 11:57. Nearest makes no difference.
Oh, thanks. Personnel still on the same floor?
Yes, but Control wants you to pop in and see him first.
Control?
If you wouldn't mind, sir.
I haven't even checked in yet.
He did say immediately you were right, sir. Very insistent he was, too.
Oh, well. Fifth floor, isn't it?
Come in. Start, sir. Come in. Return of the Wanderer.
Feels a bit like that, yeah.
Don't suppose you're sorry to be out of Ventiane?
Oh, depends what I get next, doesn't it?
What do you want?
Well, they say the south of France is nice this time of year. A flutter at Monte Carlo, perhaps.
Next week.
What?
I want you to take over as duty officer this weekend.
I've only just got back.
That's why, Sam. That's why.
I don't get it.
There's a special operation being mounted over the weekend in Czechoslovakia. I want someone here I can trust. Okay. I want no one to know that I'm involved. Not Bland, not Hayden, not Smiley, not anyone.
Understood.
You're to regard yourself as director of operations for the weekend. If anything comes in, a signal, a phone call, anything at all, bring it to me personally, by hand.
If you say so.
Do not phone me. You do not minute me for later. Everything person to person.
You'll be here right over the weekend?
Yes. But you're the only one that knows that.
In other words, you're running your own show?
If you like. It's more important than that, though. The whole future of the service may depend upon it.
Duty officer.
The Foreign Office, Resident Clark. Sorry to wake you.
That's all right.
We've just had a call from the chief Reuters man in Prague. He claims a British spy has been shot by security forces. Thought you might be interested.
Thanks.
Damn control. Shoes.
Shoes. Oh, oh, now what?
All hell's broken out in Checo.
Don't tell me.
Oh, it's all a bit garbled. There's so much radio traffic around Brno. The Wranglers can hardly hear themselves think.
Brno?
There's been a shooting there. One of ours, I believe.
Duty officer.
The Foreign Office, Resident Clark again.
Yeah, oh, God. Cassandra calling.
Something like that, bro. Sorry. The Prague is now claiming that a British agent was shot and killed by Russian security forces operating in the vicinity of Brno.
What the hell are the Russians doing there?
Hunting for his accomplices, according to Prague.
Any names?
Negative.
All right, thanks. Keep me posted. I'll reciprocate.
Will do.
Oh, hold the fort, Micah. I've got to report this.
Hey, hang on.
I'll be right back, promise.
Sir.
Thank God.
What is it, man? What's wrong?
Everything. Someone's been shot in Czechia.
Where? Where in Czechoslovakia?
Somewhere near Brno. The word is a British agent has been shot by Russian security forces. Russian? It doesn't make sense.
It does. Thank God it does.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, God.
Can I have a brief, please?
They had foreign documents. No one could know they were British.
It's not they. There's only one man involved at the moment.
One man.
So what do I do? Deny it? Look, I must have a brief.
Yes.
Well, look, why don't I get someone in? Smiley. Shall I get Smiley in?
He's away. He's in Berlin.
Shall I get him back? Hey, where are you going?
Home. I'm going home.
But it's your show, for God's sake. It's your show.
Let's go home. Must have time to think. Think.
Hello, Sam. What are you doing here?
Meeting you. What else?
I'm honored.
Don't be, the way things are. It's good to get away from the circus for a while.
I can imagine.
And it gives me the chance to brief you on the way back.
That would be very useful. Thank you.
It was one hell of a night. I can't tell you.
So I gathered when you phoned. Is there any more news?
Jim Prideaux's still alive, if that's any consolation.
Jim Prideaux?
Yeah. First reports were that they'd killed him.
What on earth was Jim doing out there, anyway?
Waging war, by the sound of it. The Czechs had tanks deployed all along the border. NATO went to red alert.
Good heavens.
I tell you, it's like World War III in the circus last night.
Well, Control will have to be pretty quick on his feet.
Control's disappeared, George.
What?
He went to pieces when the news broke. Walked out of the building. Hasn't been seen since.
Who's minding the shop then?
Percy Allerline for the moment. With Bill Hayden and Roy Bland plugging the gaps.
What does Roy have to say about all this? Czechoslovakia is his territory.
Oh, he didn't know anything about it.
Well, surely.
No one did, apparently. It was Control's own operation. He seems to have mounted it without reference to anyone else.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Oh, you should hear Bill Hayden. He's telling everyone it's the most incompetent operation ever. Launched by an old man for his dying glory.
Yes, well, Bill's bound to be upset. He recruited Jim Prideaux into the circus.
I didn't know that.
I wonder what's happened to Control.
Keeping his head down if it's got any sense until it all blows over. Wish I could do the same.
Why? You weren't involved in the operation, not directly.
Of course not. At 6 to 4, someone will see fit to sanitize the situation. They'll purge everyone within earshot of the event.
I doubt it.
Oh, come on, George. A few heads will roll before this business is over. Controls will be the first for my money.
Can I help you?
Yes, please. I have an appointment with Mr. Lacon at 4:30.
Ah, yes. Mr. Smiley, isn't it?
Yes.
I'll tell him you're here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley's here for his appointment.
Good. Send him straight in, please.
If you'd like to go in, Mr. Smiley.
Thank you. Right on time, George. Come on in. Thank you. How's Felicity?
the arm mended?
No, pretty well, George, pretty well. She aims to be riding again next week.
Oh, that is quick.
But too damn quick, if you ask me. But then, whoever listened to an anxious papa, eh? Have a pew, George.
Thank you.
I've had a chance to talk with the minister now.
Oh, good.
I'm afraid he won't wear it, George. He won't have a witch hunt. Not at any price.
I wasn't proposing a witch hunt, Oliver. Merely an internal board of inquiry.
Well, Minister Field, and I'm bound to say that I agree with him, that such course of action would be unconstitutional.
What's unconstitutional about it? There's enough evidence to suggest that this was never a straightforward operation.
Indeed.
And even a suggestion that Jim Prideaux may have been betrayed.
Possibly. But the minister feels that no good and perhaps even positive harm would come from further investigation into the affair.
I see.
I'm instructed to tell you to cease your inquiries forthwith.
So what am I supposed to do? Sweep it under the carpet and forget it? Well, Oliver?
I know. And indeed, you have assured me that you're in no way involved in this unfortunate operation.
Not at any time.
But you were controlled man, George.
I still am, Oliver.
The minister is insisting that control should retire for his own good.
Of course.
He is not, as you know, a well man.
Mm-hmm.
The general consensus is that it might be preferable if you were also to take an early retirement, George.
I see.
I'm sorry, George. I really am most awfully sorry.